All right. Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert. You're listening to episode 127 for Monday, April 6, 2020.
This week on the Two Bobs, we're going to talk about, as always, the beer we're drinking, talk a little bit about the COVID-19.
This week's crazy news, we're going to talk about a stolen car, a trash can man, police sex.
It's the best kind of sex.
A car chase and a Las Vegas wedding.
This is very exciting. We're recording on a Saturday afternoon. Why? Because who gives a fuck what day of the week it is?
Still going to come out on Monday.
It's still going to come out on Monday, you know, because...
And nobody's driving to work to listen to it, so...
No.
That's a drag.
Hopefully people are listening, you know, listening at home. Hopefully not around the kids, because we swear a lot and stuff, and we talk about a lot, you know, penises and poop and sex and all that stuff. But anyway, if you are listening, we appreciate it. We will continue to bring you podcast goodness almost every week. And
yeah,
you know, it's about all we can say. There's not even anything to report on. We can't talk about sports. We can't talk about, you know, work. We can't talk about what's going on in our lives, because there's nothing going on anywhere that we want to talk about anyway. So let's just get right into beer.
Well, and last week we devoted a whole bunch of time
you weren't ready yet to go to beer.
Well, I am ready, but we devoted pretty much the entire episode to the issues that's going on, and we decided this week to try to stay away from that. So that'll be our gift to you this week, and hopefully you like what you hear.
I really don't like how jaundiced I look in my webcam right now, though. Like, I'm looking really yellow. Like,
did you change the lights, or you take something down that maybe
I changed the light? Well, I had your hue bulbs were gone that I got rid of. Let me see if I can. Let's see, video.
It might be something.
White balance.
Might be something. I mean, nobody's gonna see it, you know, because we gave up on the video part. We'll have to get. Oh my god,
is this better? Worse.
That's like a bad Instagram filter.
You know, here.
There you go. That's fine. You're a lot less jaundiced in black and white. There's a happy medium in there somewhere.
There is. I just haven't found it yet.
Yeah. It's not important. Just make the window smaller.
It's bothering me. Yeah. Right, let's do this. We're going to go a little, change the color temperature. No, turn that to off.
No, that's.
Oh, there we are.
No, color temperature is what you want. That's white balance.
What?
Color temperature is white balance.
I know.
So it should just...
What did I say?
I don't know. I wasn't listening. When do I ever listen?
Better. That's better, right?
Yeah.
That's better than it was, right?
Yeah. It's probably the same, but we'll pretend it's better. If you feel it's better, then it's okay. That's all that matters.
Like it's better.
It's almost like the eye doctor. This a little bit better? Yeah. Or is this a little bit better?
Saturation a little bit. And half the time they look the fucking same anyway, right? Like,
yeah. This one?
All right. This looks better to me. This looks better.
Okay, good. Now are you ready for beer?
Yeah, let's do beer.
Okay.
Hey, everybody. I'm here to show you how to properly pour beer and then drink it.
I might have used, so we've gotten into this Marco Polo app because, you know, when you can't socialize with people face to face, you start using whatever avenues are available. And so I made a video. So the video of the lady that is pouring a glass of wine, and she says, I'm going to show you how to pour this glass of wine. Forgetting the wording, but the premise is, she says a quarter, a half, three quarters, a full, and then she drinks it down. Three quarters, a half, quarter, and then she does it again. And so I decided to make one similar, and I used a Southern accent, and I filled it up, and then it was an imperial of some sort, and then I just drank it all down. I basically chugged it just for fun, and I'm glad that it made the drop. You know,
well, I have the whole audio.
You know, I don't feel like we need to play the whole audio.
Are you embarrassed by it?
It's just, you know,
it was a founder something. I don't, it was the better half.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. It was the it was something better half.
Yeah, that's close enough.
Yeah.
If you find, good, see something by Founders says better half, that's the one.
That's the one. Yep, sure is. So this week,
yeah,
my beer fucking exploded on me. So, okay. So what I have is I have the from Southern Tier, who we've had on the show many, many times. And this is one of the their nitro stouts, their flavored nitro stouts. And this one is the Hot Cocoa Imperial Milk Stout, which I'm excited about. And if you know anything about these, their nitro stouts, they're in cans, and they have this special like valve or technologically advanced thing in the bottom of the can that does something when you open the beer up. What it did when I opened my beer up is it made the beer scream at me. It was loud. I don't know if Kelly even heard it upstairs. Maybe it just like, it was and beer just went everywhere. And so I got maybe, I don't know, 2/3, 3/4 of the beer I was able to salvage, and there was just fucking beer everywhere. And so I am, my desk is all sticky and everything. What are you going to do? That may not even be for the beer. So this week anyway.
Yeah.
I have the Nitro Hot Cocoa Imperial Milk Stout. It's an ale with cocoa powder and natural chocolate and marshmallow flavors added. Southern Tier's Blackwater Nitro series introduces new flavor, hot cocoa. Each can releases nitro into the stouts, creating cascading foam that fucking gets everywhere and delicious creamy flavors. Fully sensational drinking experience that you can hear, see, and taste. Seriously, you can hear it. Yeah. Which with rich natural chocolate and hints of marshmallow, hot cocoa is the perfect pairing to stay warm during a cozy night. 12-ounce cans contain 9.6 ounces of liquid due to the integrated nitro technology that just really just fucked with me today in each can. So I did get it as a single, as a build-your-own six-pack, and it's available in 12-ounce bottles and four-packs. Kegs are in draft. And it's 10% alcohol by volume. It's black as night. Has a bunch of, you know, yeast and malt and shit that nobody gets. Well, yeast, ale yeast, six malts, Columbus hops, cacao powder, chocolate, marshmallow, milk, sugar. It's a sweet, rich milk chocolate character with hints of marshmallow. Very creamy, very heavy, very, you know, and it's 25 IBUs. Available January through April. I drank some of it, and I'm going to drink some more and tell you about it. Definitely notes of chocolate, and definitely some marshmallow in there. It really does, and it's a very rich chocolate too, and it hits you hard as soon as you start drinking. It's a good beer. It definitely reminds me of hot cocoa with marshmallows in it mixed into a beer. So again, as a lot of these beers that I drink on the show, it's not one you probably wouldn't drink a four pack and drink all of it, but you certainly could have one as just like a one off. If you're looking for something sweet, if you're looking for something for a dessert, this is a great one. I did rate it a 5 on Untappd, as I have all of the all of the nitros that they've had in there, because they just really are good beer. And Southern Tier, as always, is really, really good at unique flavors and really striking a nice balance between the sweetness and the flavors. The unique flavor of the beer and just the fact that it is a beer and it needs to taste like a beer. They do a really good job with it. You know, you get really what I'm left with at the end is just some sweetness and some booziness from the 10% alcohol by volume. But again, really, really good beer from Nitro. From Southern Tier. We've had them a bunch of times on the show. Episode 24, Rob Likes Sausage. You had a New School IPA. Episode 36, Kiki or Fudgy. You had a pumpkin ale. Episode 46, Christmas is Fuck. You had an Imperial Chocolate Stout. Episode 49, Beer Pyramids. I had a Cinnamon Roll Imperial Ale, which I still remember. Episode 59, Kelly Makes Burnt Brownies, which she does not do. You had a Thick Mint Stout. Episode 76, you had a Bell Twinkle Troll. If you remember that episode, Yep. You had a cherry cordial imperial stout, episode 78, Toddler Machine. You had a Warlock imperial stout. This is starting to get to the point, like with Founders, where we just can't name all the beers that we've had because there's so many. Episode 70, I'm going to, but I started, so I'm going to finish. Episode 79, Criminal Stimulation.
Not I had a close. Cold. That's still 50 episodes ago.
Cold Press Coffee Pumpkin. Episode 109, Grandma's Bucket List. You had a Nitro Milk Chocolate Milkshake Imperial Stout. Yeah. Episode 122, Emotional Support Beer. We're almost there, guys. Hang in there. I had the same series, only in the Nitro Creme Brulee Stout. That one did not explode on me. Episode 124. Oh, well, never mind. That's episode 24. And then this one where I had the hot cocoa Nitro Imperial Stout from Southern Tier. Friends at Southern Tier, great job as always.
Well, good. Well, I haven't been to the store enough to be able to get anything brand new, so I'm re-drinking again from episode 121, Potato the Crap. I had a Hobo Imperial Stout with vanilla bean from Caboose Brewing Company. And, I'm having another one of those. I rated it 3 3/4 on Untappd. If you weren't around then, Caboose Brewing Company is here in Northern Virginia in Vienna. And the website tells us that the Hobo Stout has been around since the very beginning, since we opened our doors in 2015. We've experimented with our Hobo several times throughout the years, everything from adding adjuncts like vanilla, barrel aging in wine and whiskey barrels, and even bottling at one point. This is a can. In fact, it's the only beer Caboose has ever bottled, and now we can. We are so excited about this beer. Our brewery operations manager says that he tastes cherry vanilla cola on the nose. He describes this beer as chocolate and toffee up front, complemented by a rich caramel pecan undertones. Executive chef David Rabin describes Hobo as malty and full-bodied with vanilla and hazelnut flavors. Says the Hobo reminds him of sitting by the fire during a snowy winter. David recommends pairing our vanilla Hobo Stout with mac and cheese, smoked brisket, coffee cake, and donuts all at the same time. So basically all the best foods in the world. Again, I rated it 3 3/4, so it was still pretty solid. Not up there in the 4 or even close to the 5, but that was back in January when I had that. So I'm going to drink it again and see if there's any difference in what I feel about it.
Do you experiment with your Hobo?
Yeah. Yeah. Not in a couple days.
It's good to experiment with your Hobo sometimes.
It's good. I get the chocolate. I get a bit of the smoothness of the caramel. Almost a little bit of vanilla in there as well. I still like it. I still give it the 3 3/4. It's a very solid beer. It doesn't quite push to that 4 where you have to have it. But if I see some, I'd probably grab it. But would I make a special trip to the store? Probably not. But again, it's the Caboose Brewing Hobo Imperial Stout with vanilla bean.
You know, I got lucky, and it's like my brain almost knew there was going to be a pandemic and I needed to pick up a bunch of individual beers, because shortly before this all happened, Kelly and I went up to Frankenmuth, and I built 2 6-packs of individual beers just for having on the show. So luckily, and I still have probably a good 5 or 6 of these beers left. So I have enough to carry me through the next, hopefully, couple of months here before I have to start re-drinking shit that I've already had. I mean, I've did that the last couple episodes anyway, but not on purpose. Yeah. The difference is it wasn't on purpose. That was on accident. And I will say that my beer pairs well with these chocolate cream Oreos that I'm eating as we're podcasting.
We're doing this.
Well, that's fuck it. I give zero fucks these days, Robert. You know, there's only only so much room in my brain to give a shit about anything.
I know.
And I'm all out of space. I'm all out.
Yeah, I'm kind of. And that's why I said to you about recording us. You know, you didn't. Your internet was down last night, and I thought, you know what, the last couple of weeks have just been very tired, and I know it, usually it's one of those things where we sit down and it's fine, but my mind has been busier than normal, so it's been hard. So when it, you know, came time today, I said, yeah, let's go ahead and do it. But I have a new beer place near the office. I'd been going to Norm's, and I kind of went. I think I felt like I got through pretty much all that they had, and I was not finding as much each time. And then I noticed on Facebook, or actually I think it was on Untappd, I saw that there was another place near the office, and I looked them up on Facebook, and they have a ton of stuff. And what made me think about that was you said you went right before, and that week I was getting ready to head there. And I left early because there was something going on and then never went back to the office. So I had hoped to get over there and spend a ton of money, but looks like it's going to be a little while. But I keep hearing about a lot of the local breweries that we have growler specials where you just pull up and request a growler, and you got to buy a new one. They don't really want to use pre-used growlers just because of health these days. So maybe for next time I'll have to try that and stick it in the refrigerator and just be patient. And so next week I'm going to try to have something new. I'll shut up now.
That's all right. Enough COVID talk, you know?
Yeah.
I'm in Michigan and we're just all kinds of fucked with that right now. So
yeah. Well, I've been watching you guys started out all right, and it seemed like it got a little haywire there in the Detroit area. But anyhow, there's a lot of people that are having bad days, but they're having even worse days because they made it into our crazy news. So how about we talk about that?
That's true. Let's do it. All right. Where are we going? Am I going? You going? You going?
Well, I'll take the first one here. Okay. And this one actually came from your wife. She sent this over to us. And yes. As we've gotten some from her, and we, for whatever reason, we forgot to use them or whatever. So this time we made sure to add it to the list.
She gets really upset when we don't
use her suggestions.
Use her suggestions. So
that's not on purpose.
Decided to do that. Oh, well, I know it's not on purpose, but.
I mean, it's like when Melissa cooks ham. She went through the trouble of cooking it. I should at least eat it. So if Kelly goes through the trouble of sending us a news story, we should at least tell people about it.
Fair enough.
All right. Well, this one takes us to Washington State, where a man was allegedly teaching his dog to drive, and he was arrested after leading troops on a high-speed chase. The man was arrested Sunday after leading troopers on a high-speed chase with his dog sitting in the driver's seat, a spokeswoman for the Washington State Patrol said. The man from Lakewood, Washington, hit two cars on separate occasions and failed to stop both times, leading state troopers on a high-speed chase up Interstate 5, spokeswoman said. No major injuries were reported in either crash. He was driving very erratically, so erratically that multiple people called 911, Trooper Heather Axtman told CNN. The suspect was driving absolutely recklessly, and a pursuit ensued at 109 miles per hour. One of the troopers attempted to corner the suspect's car, looked inside, and realized a pit bull was sitting in the driver's seat while the suspect steered. As he was trying to evade officers, the suspect drove into Centennial Trail, a trail for pedestrians and bicyclists in Shinomish County, known for being busy, according to Axtman. The fact that there was nobody on the trail is nothing shy of miraculous. We are very thankful. Eventually, troopers were able to use spike strips to end the pursuit. During their arrest, Axman said the suspect gave them one explanation. He was trying to teach his dog how to drive. Probably couldn't afford a Tesla that would have done that for him. I wish I could make this up, Axman, who is also a public informant officer, said. I've been a trooper for almost 12 years, and wow. That's the name of your internet. I never heard this excuse. I've been a lot of high-speed chases. I've stopped a lot of cars and never had an excuse that they were teaching their dog how to drive.
That's got to be a first, right?
Now, can Finnegan drive? We haven't really...
We haven't tried.
Yeah.
I feel like if there's a dog out there, because he's such a good boy. I don't know if you knew about that. Mm-hmm. But
he's a good boy.
I feel like if there is a dog out there that could drive, he's
a good boy.
Oh, good. He still had that drop in there. That's good. then it would be Finnegan. But, you know, we haven't tried. We figure we'll leave the driving up to the bipeds of the household.
Yeah. Now, that's the one thing I was thinking of as I was doing this story was, how did the dog get his feet down there to the pedal? So maybe the guy had his foot over there and let the dog steer, because, you know, he could put his... He's got one of those, you know, big round steering wheels. It's got to be a spot for his feet to go.
Well, we may never know. We may never know.
There's no video or no picture or anything. That's too bad.
It's a big mystery. And it's CNN. It's CNN. So if he has Trump, it's all fake.
Yeah.
They're part of the liberal fake news media.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Shit, that's a good one. Thank you, Kelly.
Thanks. She's always good for finding those good stories for us.
Yeah. Well, how about the next one?
Speaking of which.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we mentioned our internet. So it was out yesterday because they're doing some major construction to I-75 in Michigan, and somebody cut a big cluster of fiber optic lines coming in that were owned by Wow, that brought internet to mine and lots and lots of other houses. So our internet was out till about from yesterday early evening through like 5 a.m. this morning. They finally got it back up and running. But last night, I went through the entire house. I'm like, there's got to be something we can watch. And it's not like there are some shows that we will actually sit there and like fully pay attention to it. But if anything, it's just background noise. But we like having that noise. And when there's nothing on the TV, you just kind of get this like eerie silence. And it's just, it's very weird to us. Right.
Yeah.
So I went through and the only thing I found was an old, surprise it would actually play DVD of Happy Gilmore, so that we were able to play on the PlayStation, because the PlayStation will play DVDs and Blu-rays, and so that's what we did last night for entertainment, was watch Happy Gilmore. But it's back up and running today, so good news. I don't know, I just felt like you'd want to know.
Yeah,
Happy Gilmore is a good movie, though. I mean, there's a lot of great lines in that movie.
Now, on the Marco Polo that Kelly sent me, Harrison, of course, had his shirt off, and he didn't look like he was happy about something. Was it because the internet was down? That's my guess.
Probably, because they don't understand what it means to not have internet.
Right.
So I was like, buddy, you can't watch TV.
You can't.
He was like, all right, well, I'll just go on my iPad then. I'm like, that's fine, but you realize, like, you can't watch videos on your iPad either. Like, that's not an option. Like, it's all the same thing. You understand? And then even like some games, if you have to be connected to the internet to even play the game, even though it has nothing to do with the internet,
right?
It's not a multiplayer game or anything. They still want you to be connected to the internet. And so, you know, it was rough, but we made it through. We
survived.
And our next story here is going to take us to, fuck a beaver. Where the hell are we? It just says St. George.
It's Utah, which is in Utah. In
Utah? Oh, thank you. So it's taking us to Utah, where a home invader was hiding in a dumpster, and he was surprised by a trash pickup. Deputies arrest three. Oh, man. Two men and a woman were arrested in Beaver County.
Devil's Three. Never mind.
Following a report of an attempt at home invasion, Beaver County Sheriff Cameron Noel told St. George
News, you can't write that up,
that at approximately 4:30 a.m., dispatch received a call about a person attempting to break into the home of an elderly couple. They tried to kick in the door, and the residents were in there waiting for the police. Noel said the woman was hiding in the house, and her husband was standing near the door with a shotgun. Yep, you don't invade that house. The homeowner also told dispatch their security camera had caught two men attempting to open their door and tearing off screens to the outside windows, according to a probable cause statement. It's a good thing they didn't get through the door. It's a good thing they didn't get through the door. They might not have lived, Noel said. Noel said deputies responded to the scene within 3 to 5 minutes of the call. When the home invaders saw the police lights, they got into a vehicle and sped away from the house. The police got into a small pursuit with the suspects in town and then eventually got them stopped, Noel said. The one guy took off on foot. In the police statement, it was reported that the car stopped or possibly broke down near Center Street and the passenger fled on foot. Ammunition, narcotics, and a tactical vest were found in the vehicle, but it's unknown whether the home invaders had a gun, Noel said. The driver, identified as Braden Bowler of Las Vegas, stated that the passengers may have gone to the house they were staying at, according to the statement. Bowler said the passenger was Reynaldo Alvarez of Las Vegas, and his girlfriend Sandra Arzola was also at the address. Bowler was escorted to the hospital since he was complaining of chest pain. After being released from the hospital, he was transported. Oh, my screen just jumped here. deputies,
to the Beaver County.
He was transported to Beaver County Jail. Thanks. Deputies went to like, I went a whole screen down. I'm like, where the fuck was I? Deputies went to the house where the home invaders were said to be staying and spoke to Arzola. Arzola stated she did not know where Alvarez or Bowler were and that she had been attempting to contact them all night and could not reach them. Probable cause statement said. The report states that the house was owned by Bowler's grandfather, who granted permission to search the home. Though Alvarez was not located at this address, many items belonging to local residents were found on the living room floor, such as multiple vehicle registrations, driver's licenses, and other personal property. He was taking their wallets. Debbie is also found on the kitchen table in plain view, two containers and a paper plate with a green leafy substance that later produced a positive result when tested for marijuana, Robert, according to the statement. Drug paraphernalia and narcotics were also found in a bedroom of the house where Arzola said she had been sleeping. Arzola was placed under arrest, taken to Beaver County Jail. Upon arriving at the jail, it was discovered that Arzola had concealed a large amount of cash on her person. The report states that later a man had been in the dumpster located on the west side of Interstate 15 on Route 21. He was found when a garbage truck picked up the dumpster and dropped its contents into the back of the truck. The driver stated he heard pounding.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, from the inside of the truck, and stopped and noticed a man jump out of the back of the garbage truck.
Can you imagine if
you couldn't get out? I mean, they tend to, you know, those things, they smush the garbage down real good. The man was wearing a black hoodie and black pants with a red shirt. He matched the description of the passenger. I'm not wearing a red shirt. And I'm wearing blue. I put blue jeans on today. I was ready to tackle life today. Where the fuck am I?
That's
I was wearing a black hoodie, blah, blah, blah. He was later found near 300 West and 200 North. I don't know if it's by you. Was arrested and taken to Beaver County Jail. During police interviews, Bowler and Alvarez allegedly. That's right, Bob Ross. You learn from it, it's not a failure. Hopefully they learn from this experience. Bowler and Alvarez allegedly admitted to using illegal narcotics, drinking heavily, according to the statement. Bowler and Alvarez, also we're almost done, guys, admitted to committing, you know, I read the whole thing, committing several vehicle burglaries. They burgled a lot of vehicles, and Beaver, along with attempting to enter the home, according to the statement. Bowler said he did not have a license and had two prior DUIs. And according to the statement, consented to a blood draw. They're gang-affiliated people out of Las Vegas, Noel said. Dangerous, dangerous people. Alvarez was booked into Beaver County Jail and charges of burglary of a dwelling, counts of burglary of a vehicle, several counts of drug possession, and other misdemeanors. In addition to the same charges as Alvarez, Bowler was booked into Beaver County Jail on charges of driving under the influence. His third one, Arzola, was booked into Beaver County Jail on charges of possession of drugs, drug paraphernalia, and stolen property. Oh, man. What a shitty situation to be in, though.
That stinks.
These guys, though, if you look at them, they look like fucking Gryffindor dropouts. So look at this first guy right here.
Oh, yeah. With his big grin.
Yeah.
Oh,
weird. Very weird.
Yeah, these guys are... These guys have seen better days, that's for sure.
Yeah, they sure have. They sure have.
And she's young, too. She's 18. She's hanging out with a 21 and a 23 and getting into trouble. And I don't like his stupid look on his face.
Well, I hate the smirk on his face. She looks like she's clearly been, like, crying. Like, what the fuck? And this guy at the bottom just looks like he's about to drop the soap in the shower. I don't know. All right, well, there we are. Another good one.
Yeah. This one's not sure. I gotta scroll past the pictures, but the couple were caught having sex in the police parking lot. Ooh. and then walked into jail. And of course this takes us to Alabama.
Yeah, blah. Hold on, I have to disable my
reader mode.
Reader mode.
It's all about the reader mode. It's what I did. An Alabama couple was taken to jail Friday after authorities say
revenue for me. Fuck you.
They were caught having sex in the police department parking lot.
Well, that's convenient for the police, I suppose.
Yep. Brookside Police Department Communication Center spotted the couple about 3:30 p.m. on the department's security cameras. Pair was in a vehicle parked just outside, so officers didn't have far to go when they responded to the scene.
That's nice.
Chief Mike Jones, that is a real name, I'm sure, said they identified the occupants of the vehicle as Paula Garner and James Sanders, both of Center Point.
Why would they give the? Why would they have the a fake name of the chief of police? Like it's a public figure.
Is it?
Yeah,
I mean, he wouldn't give a fake name.
No, you just, I mean, you're local municipality. I'm sure, you know, you may not know the chief of police, but if you type it into Google, it'll tell you who it is.
Yeah.
They're elected officials, aren't they?
Yeah.
Maybe they're not elected.
Exactly. It's just like in life.
He's whack. I don't know. It really does sound like he's whacking off in that one.
As it turns out, Garner was scheduled for a court-ordered community service Friday, stemming from an earlier criminal case. I got distracted by your cookie. Sanders was here.
That's what she
Sanders,
said.
I know. Sanders was her ride there. When officers approached the vehicle, they noticed a strong odor of marijuana, also known as marijuana, because there's a J in there. The department's canine was deployed and positively alerted to the presence of illegal substance inside. Jones said authorities found crystal meth, marijuana, drug paraphernalia, and a gun inside the vehicle. Garner and Sanders both were charged with indecent exposure, possession of a controlled substance, and a possession of drug paraphernalia. Additionally, Sanders was charged with being in a possession of a firearm. The vehicle was impounded, and both suspects were walked into the city jail. The officers did a bang-up job on this case.
I mean, if you're going to commit a crime...
Yeah,
you might as well just do it right there. It's just easier because when you get caught.
Yeah.
I mean, have you ever been in the back of a police cruiser, Robert?
Nope. Thankfully.
I will say this. I have, but never because I've been in in trouble with anything. Like it's always been like I was like in a car accident, so they had me go, and it was cold outside, so they had me to sit back there temporarily, something like that. But it's not comfortable, like
with handcuffs.
There's big panes of glass and shit. So I mean, you know, if you can avoid that by just banging it out in the parking lot, I think it's a better experience for everyone involved.
Yeah, well, it makes the most sense.
No, it's very nice of them to do that.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see here. Where are we going next?
I'm going to watch the video on this one while you read.
Which one?
The next one, Rob.
Oh, yeah. Oh, let me watch the video. I want to watch the video too, though.
Well, who's going to? Oh.
I can watch the video for
I don't minute. Even think they did the pit maneuver on her. Ooh. No, she just
pit maneuvered herself.
She wrecked on her own. This is DWF, driving while female. She did that shit on her own.
Yeah,
she didn't even need help. That's just how they drive, Rob.
She's still slowly backing away. She's trying out.
She's probably injured.
Oh man.
Oh well. Oh, they blurted it out. Damn it. Well, that's not cool.
She's topless. Well, it depends. It depends on what it looks like not blurred out. That'll really give you an indication of whether or not you really, really want to see that non-blurred out version, right? I mean...
Yeah, I don't know. And they're all telling her to put her hands up. Of course they are. Perverts.
Perverts.
I'm the one that wanted to see the video, so I guess that makes me the pervert, right?
I guess so.
I'm just curious. Like, what, well, you're going to tell the reason why here in a second, but
yes.
I'm just wondering what kind of woman does this? Is it one that probably should or one that probably shouldn't?
Well, it's you... I'll tell you.
That's probably the wrong word, Robert, but you get what I mean.
More often than not, it's not somebody who should be. Let's be honest. So it's going to take us to northern Texas.
That's why I wanted to decide for myself, Rob. I don't like being told what to do.
Well, I'm sorry. You'll have to Google around. Okay, topless woman now. was allegedly. Let's try that again. It's going to take us to north Texas, where a topless woman allegedly resists arrest after leading Dallas police on a chase and crashing her SUV. A police chase in North Texas ended with a topless female driver crashing into a semi and then allegedly resisting arrest. Chopper 11 was over Interstate 35 in Dallas as police chased the driver of the SUV south on the interstate past Waxahachie.
Oh, yep. Boy. They didn't say that.
Police had pursued the SUV for some time, with license sirens blaring when the driver lost control of the truck, crashed into the back of a semi-tractor trailer, and came to rest in the grass of the shoulder of the highway with the front of the end of the SUV. Smashed the female driver, who had no shirt on and had her fun bags was hanging out, got out of the vehicle and seemed to indicate that she was surrendering, but then resisted arrest as officers tried to take her into custody and do bad things to her. So far, Dallas police have not identified the naked woman or her breasts, and say why the officers were chasing her. Random information there. So they were chasing her for an unknown reason. She was naked, also for an unknown reason. She resisted for an unknown reason. Don't mess with Texas. Yeah. Hashtag don't mess with Texas.
Yeah.
It's probably fake news, unlike our next story.
It's true.
Huh. If you want to see some nice boobs, though, Robert, I mean, really, you just got to... You just got to know how to use the internet. I mean, just Google boobs. Let's see. If you Google boobs,
they'll just show up.
And then go to images.
Yeah. It's a picture of us there.
Here's one for you. I'm just saying, if you Google boobs, you know, you'll
find everything you need right there.
Some really funny ones, too, actually.
I'm sure.
Did you know that you can get, there's an Amazon product, Rasta Impasta Extreme Boobs, and you can't make this one up. I mean, you could try.
Alexa, add Rasta Impasta Extreme Boobs to my shopping list.
I added Rasta Pasta Extreme Boobs to your shopping list.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Wait, let me show you.
I'm going to tell you something, though. Alexa's been making us very angry lately. She's not been responding. Usually we'll ask her to do it, and I mentioned it last week, but it's getting worse. Tell her to do the lights. She'll say, okay, and then it won't happen. Then you'll say, do it. You'll tell her again. She'll say, okay, it won't happen. Or you'll say to, like, turn off the kitchen lights, and she'll say, well, which kitchen lights do you want? And it's always all of them. Never at any point, because I just labeled them 1, 2, 3, all the way up to 6. That I ever say which one to do. And it's, you know, there are several things with kitchen lights. I know that. Do them all. Like you always do. For the last 3 years, you've always done it. And now she wants to get, like, technical. Just do it all. Do what I... So, I don't know. I'm kind of at my wit's end. I don't know what I'm going to do. She's making me mad, Rob.
Sounds to me like you're just... You're really...
I'm on edge.
Really struggling. Yeah, I mean, it's hard. It's tough. It really is tough.
You know, if we had done this later, I'd been drinking bourbon, but no, we got to do it in the lights. Sun's still out.
Oh, my God. Hold on. You got to see this real quick.
Okay, good.
So this is
Rasta Impasta.
It's like a bra type thing as a guy you can wear, and it gives you gigantic boobs.
That's pretty nice.
But if you want to see some boobs again, Robert, I mean, there's some really nice ones, like right up here. Look at that.
Yeah.
See, there's no shortage. This one here, she's got like a hand bra and she's making it look like a heart. That's cute.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, there goes your Secret Santa gift. I guess I'll be returning it. So that's what I got.
Oh, man. You got me the Rasta Impasta boobs.
Yep.
Man. I'm excited, but bummed. We'll I know already. It's still early in the year.
Yeah. Well, you'll probably forget by then.
I will.
Actually, they have a whole set. You can get a rump with it too.
Oh, that's perfect. I mean, if you can, especially if you get a deal, if you get them both at the same time.
Yeah.
That's nice. Good.
We'll save this. Will be in the show art this week. Since we, oh my goodness.
Oh, if you turn safe search off,
that's how they get you.
Then you get some better results when you type in boobs. We still have a story to do. We still have a story to do, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the last one. I guess it's my turn. Well, this one takes us to our friends at World News Daily Report.
Thank goodness.
Hopefully they're doing okay. The Nevada woman sets a world record by getting married for the 314th time at the drive-through wedding chapel.
Wow.
Oh, well, she looks all right. I'd be 315. Young man from Las Vegas just pronounced the words "until death do us part" for the 314th time this morning in Las Vegas, setting a new Guinness World Record for the most weddings for a single person. 27-year-old Betty Carmichael from the small town of Indian Springs, north of Las Vegas, is certainly a perseverant woman when it comes to finding the man of her life. After 313 failed marriages, she got married again yesterday at a drive-thru wedding chapel in downtown Vegas, hoping that she had finally found the right one. I know I got it wrong the first few times, but I'm pretty sure that this guy, Dave... No, wait, I mean Daryl, is finally the right one. Even if 277 of her unions were annulled in less than 48 hours and none of the others lasted more than 3 months, Ms. Carmichael keeps a rather positive outlook on her failed relationships. I promised myself that I would never have sex with a man without being married to him, and I always respected that. That means a lot to me because I'm a good Christian. The Guinness World Record Organization has confirmed that they were already aware of Ms. Carmichael's accomplishment. I don't want you to take the word allegedly to heart and think that this isn't real. In a brief communique, the organization informally recognized the new record and announced that it would dispatch a representative to meet her as soon as she came back from her honeymoon. The former record was held by 19th century Arab Sultan Sheikh Ali bin Hassan al Saud.
She married an Arab Sultan.
Yeah, who married 312 times, having up to 260 wives at the same time at the end of his life. That sounds like a good guy. I'm going to look him up, too.
Sounds successful.
He's probably handsome.
Or he's got a lot of money.
If I was handsome, I could do that.
Never met a poor sultan. I never met a sultan, but I would think that, they're doing all right, financially speaking.
It's a sultan of swing, Rob.
Sultan swing. Oh, oh man. Shit. World News Daily Report.
Yeah, always bringing it. In episode 127. I don't know what we'll call it. Figure something out. Are you jamming into Invisible Tunes over there?
Experiment with your hobo.
Yeah, I'm gonna check my hobo out now. Relieve some of this tension.
I haven't checked out on my hobo in almost an hour.
I'm too old to go any quicker than that, Rob. I guess I'll go look at the Rasta and Pasta boob library here on Amazon.
They might be sold out though. They are toilet paper and other types of items. Maybe they're giving preference to people, to medical first responders and things like that.
They might need these.
You could take one of those boobs and put it right over your mouth and your nose and make a makeshift mask. Can you imagine going out wearing a boob on your face so you don't get COVID?
Well, if you can't find a mask, yeah, they got to do something.
Yeah, I mean, you know, CDC says they want everybody to wear a mask now, so that's great. Yeah,
except Trump, he's not going to do that because he thinks it looks stupid.
He thinks it looks stupid, and I don't think he... nice. I don't think he's even quite yet convinced that this is a real thing.
Oh, man. Some of these costumes are good, but anyhow. Oh, bullshit. Well, we'll try to see you next week. You might be busy next week with all the stuff you got going on, but hopefully we'll get an episode in, and we'll talk to you guys then.
All right, sir. We'll see you next week, maybe.
All right, bye.
All right, bye. This preceding show is brought to you with joy by the two Bobs. Oh, words of their own, not of anybody else in the world, because nobody else would fucking own up to this shit. And you can subscribe to our podcast or just go to the fucking twobobs.com, stop being a little bitch, and just own up and do it.